Get the technical operator going here.
Clark County Noxious Weed Control Board, February 2nd, regular meeting. 9:45 almost.
Okay. We will call the meeting to order then, and we have a quorum. We have Lee Wells, Kent Wright, and myself, Jerry Kolke, present. So there's a quorum. I guess first order of business is, review of the minutes. Excuse me, that's also in there. So we would need a review of the minutes and then a motion to adopt or corrections.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the minutes as written or presented.
Okay.
I had the opportunity to read through them prior to this meeting, and everything seemed to be in order.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes of December 1st. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same. Okay. Elections of officers. I guess we got to do that annual. Okay. Anybody want to change it? Go for it. Anybody want it?
Doing a great job. Keep up the good work.
Uh-huh. So,
Mr. Chairman, I move that we retain the existing board on to 2014 of officers.
I'll second.
Okay, we have, again, a motion and a second to continue on with officers of 2014, which was myself as chair and Bill Zimmerman as vice chair. And no other nominations. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same. Same thing. Now we need to, I guess, open the public hearing for the weed list. Is that correct?
That's correct. And you guys need to take formal action to adopt the weed list and then designate any weeds that you would like to designate or entertain the proposals that Mike will make.
No, but on the public hearing, we open the public hearing and I can close the public hearing, hearing none. Right?
Hearing none,
that's
yeah,
the way
I think so.
I do on the other public hearings. So hearing no other business there, then we go back to the board and we talk about the weeds designated control that we do and adopt the weed list for 2015.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that would bring it over to Mike to kind of bring us up to speed. What's going on?
Do you have that list we went through this morning?
Yeah.
So I know the first one was the shiny geranium, moving it to a bead non-designate. And then we were going to designate policeman's helmet. What was the other one, Kevin?
So last year we did butterfly bush, policeman's helmet, common tansy, fragrant water lily, Canada and bull thistle, and the knotweeds. That was the other one.
And those are designated for control in Clark County?
Right. As a board, you designated those for control in Clark County last year. And I think our proposal is the same, essentially, although we had...
The shiny would be the different.
Yeah, yeah, because shiny was a Class A and the state weed board designated it a Class B for control in every county except Clark County. So it's our job to figure out what we're going to do with it here in this county. So I think Mike could pull together some bullet points with the...
this is kind of our plan. Shiny geranium, I don't know if you guys, how much of this you guys remember, is that it's just gotten to be so prevalent and it's so aggressive and so fast that the idea of doing it as a Class A, where the key with the Class A is mandatory eradication.
Right.
Mandatory eradication is just not feasible at this point. It's, you know, cats out of the bag kind of thing. So we're trying to take our limited resources and focus them in ways that are, you know, hopefully going to you know, let's pick our battles, I guess, would be the way to put it.
And why was Clark County the only one that wasn't included in that?
I think we probably, I'm not 100% sure, but we asked that it be downlisted because, again, we're just, we're losing the battle big time. I mean, trying to, again, pursue that mandatory eradication Class A philosophy countywide, we've just gotten to the point where it's impossible. So again, we're trying to pick our battles and focus on. There's some areas that are just so inundated that if we can almost essentially quarantine or isolate and go more containment and sensitive habitat areas or areas that haven't been contaminated yet, try to keep them that way. This is if you guys have. Again, anything you see on here that you don't agree with or you want to tweak, that's fine and dandy. This is kind of I've talked to several of the other members of the staff, and I think everybody was fairly comfortable with this as a starting point. At least it gives us, again, it's like a broken record, but when you start with that Class A mandatory eradication thing, it's problematic for property owners. It's problematic for, DOT that has miles of it. It just becomes, we've put a lot of time and effort into it over the last few years, and it's still coming. It's just a.
So part of the justification behind it only being Clark County was, it was a Class A weed in the state, and Clark County is really the only county that's seeing it all over the place.
Proximity to Portland.
And so we put the proposal to the state weed board to take it from an A and put it down to a B. Now, if they make it a Class B and it's designated for control in every single county in the state, you might as well just leave it as an A. So not requiring control in Clark County and giving you as the county weed board the authority to designate it with some flexibility about how we do it was the reason behind it not being designated in Clark County. You have that big influence from Portland. It's all over here. Other counties aren't seeing as much as we are, so if we can sort of hold the line on it, other counties won't have the problem. We'll have a little more flexibility about how we handle it, and everybody's happy.
Even in downtown Vancouver, there's blocks where every yard in the block has it growing, the flower beds, the pavers along the driveway. They come in and they do these sidewalk redos for the handicapped access, the ramps. They come in, they move that soil around, and every yard for a quarter mile in each direction is shiny geranium. So there's a huge seed bank, and being able to focus on and prioritize some areas is going to be quite helpful to us, I think.
Okay. All right. So
we need to add that one to the same list that we did last year?
Yeah.
And just continue to keep all those on the list? Is that the way?
I think that's our proposal to you guys, is
status quo, except that.
You want to read the list again there?
Yeah. So,
please
designate shiny geranium, butterfly bush within 100 feet of a water course, policeman's helmet, common tansy, fragrant water lily, Canada thistle, bull thistle, and the knotweed species, all designated for control in Clark County.
Okay. Anyway, I guess we're still, all those are still a priority? And still, it worked this last year as far as the control method?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially the policeman's helmet was our timing on that was really good because we started finding substantially more than we had in the past. We were positioned well to deal with it. So, I think everybody's pretty happy with that at this point.
Okay. And I know Common Tansy, that it's in the Vancouver Lowlands area.
Yeah, very geography specific.
Yeah, and our guys have been all over that this last year. The Canada and bull thistle, you know, we handle those as priority allows, and when it makes the most sense. And the knotweed helps with our grant funding. You know, when we tackle knotweed in a watershed, we don't have to worry about which species we're going after. We go after all of it.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that we add Chinese geranium and accept the rest of the list as proposed.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay. Motion and a second to adopt the list as proposed, moving shiny geranium on to the Class B. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same. Okay.
I need to step out for a second.
Okay.
Carry on. All
right. Does that take care of that? Takes care of designated and adopting the list, right?
So you guys have, with that motion, you added to the list.
Yeah, I added.
Right. Now I think you have to adopt the list. Right.
Okay. Well, I kind of think it was all one.
Yeah. All one thing. Okay. Yep. I think we're covered.
I attempted to make it all.
That's kind of where I was hearing.
I said we should add shiny geranium and adopt the
list. I think we're good then.
Yeah, that's what I was hearing. So.
And then the next thing on the agenda was for Mike to give you an update if there's anything that he wanted to talk to you guys about.
Real quick, is this the state weed list?
Yes.
Is that the next one? Or is that the next meeting? Or is that in there, there's no changes to that? I thought last year at this time, didn't we do the state list?
That is the...
That's it, so there's no more changes?
That's it, yeah.
Perfect.
So... If you remember from the last meeting, Mike gave you guys an update on what was happening with the state at the state level,
right,
and the big change was the declassification of shiny geranium. They added a few more things to the list.
The Cowlitz County stuff.
Yeah. Oh, and Cowlitz de-designated a few things up north, and then the state added Ravenna grass and pampas grass.
Hmm. Things that aren't really at this point on our radar,
right?
Okay. So,
I say first day back.
Yeah.
Can't think of a better way to come back and see these smiling faces. I don't really have a whole lot to bring you up to speed on. I'm getting up to speed myself. I've got things marked in my calendar, like I'm going to try to get that article in the Reflector about the Tansy and start, you know, chatting with them here in another couple of weeks and get that at least positioned and ready to go. And just kind of falling back into it, you know.
Yeah.
So that's quite an update.
And we adopted the meeting... I'm kind of skipping around, but the meeting list for this year, didn't we? Or were we still?
Yeah, you did. Then you adopted the list of the schedule.
Meeting date, kind of schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's all set, and the Glenn took care of the newspaper legal notice to establish that. So if we do make any changes through the year, then we'll have to re-notice. But right now, we're set for the meeting times.
Okay. And then you and I were discussing, and the county's already kind of jumped the gun and appointed Robert, but officially I suppose we should, because we're supposed to appoint him or nominate him first, and then go to the county for approval, so kind of backdoor, but
it's
shouldn't we?
Probably.
Just
you
make
should
it
take
if
a
we want
formal more. Motion the,
or maybe we don't
to
want
recommend him. His appointment to the Weed Board. He did... He completed the application, and I think he started getting signatures.
Yeah.
But he didn't have that done in time.
Right.
For our last meeting. So I'll have to obtain the paperwork from the council. But I'm assuming that he completed the application and turned it into them.
Must have, or
yeah.
Something.
Yeah, I'll give a call a little later today and say hi and where the heck were you and by yeah. the way, what's going on? Can you bring me up to speed, friend?
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, to clean it up,
to clean it
probably
up,
wouldn't hurt for you guys to make the motion to.
I don't know how that works, but
yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to word it.
Right.
As I guess, I'm trying to say, we recognize that
recognizing that
Mr. Mello has reapplied for the position and has been accepted by the county board, so we reaffirm that slot or Robert Mello to fill that position.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, I'll second.
Okay, we'll leave it up to you to write it up correctly.
Okay.
All in favor? So,
aye.
Opposed, same, yeah. So, right. Kind of officially, we adopt him that way because it's supposed to be our job first. Anything else?
Not. I had one other thing for the very end, but otherwise, just pick your brains about what you'd like to see out of our program this coming year. Anything you've heard from people in the community about things that we could do better, or
I think I would like to turn around and put on record a conversation that I had with the county counselors. They were commissioners then, yet.
That's right. They were commissioners then. They're counselors now.
We had a discussion for approximately an hour and 15 minutes, and we discussed the fee charges for administrating the weed-free forage program. And my take out of it was that they did not agree with charging the fee. They figured it would be counterproductive with manpower time taken to administrate it, and then having to have possibly people drop out of the weed-free forage, or nobody knew applying coming in, it would actually cost the county more money having to import the weed-free product for county projects. And so as of last Friday, which was the 29th of January, Councilor David Mador at the Farm Bureau meeting said that there wouldn't be a charge that moving ahead with that. So that's all. And he mentioned it to Bill Zimmerman there. We were standing side by side. So I guess we're waiting for the agenda to come forward to validate that option.
Okay.
So that was the comment that I'm going to throw in in the minutes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I'll follow up with our director and ask him to please get in touch with the council and find out where they are with this, and if we need to just put it aside, we'll put it aside.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Anything else for the good or the order?
So before I let you guys go, I was hoping with the passing of Glenn Lebsack that if whatever small thing we can do for him, if you guys wouldn't consider a motion to, I guess, memorialize Glenn Lebsack as the secretary of the Noxious Weed Control Board and have this meeting in his honor.
Right.
Absolutely. No problem. Need to make that as a resolution then, or just...
I guess so, yeah.
Okay.
Make a motion that we honor this, or this meeting and honor Secretary Glenn Lebsack.
Okay, great. We have a motion and a second.
Second, yeah.
Yep. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Oh, same. You bet.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Yep.
We'll miss that guy.
Yep.
Yeah, everybody will. Yeah. Give it the go-to person to get the answer quick. Move on and you got it taken care of.
I've never met anybody in my life that I wanted to hug and slap in the same 2 minutes period in my whole life. You just, I love you, I want to choke you. I love you, I want to choke you. Yeah, what a guy.
Yeah. His job being at the front desk like that and just the guy to get to.
What are they
and
to
that do? Ends the meeting.